Governor Brownback's self-described swan song to a joint session of the legislature was less political than his past State of the State speeches. There was no vow to fight Medicaid expansion, no insistence that the income tax cuts he championed would have worked if lawmakers hadn't repealed them, and no harsh words for the Kansas Supreme Court justices he once tried to remove from the bench. Instead, he gave them an impromptu nod while making introductions before his speech.
And being on the court's not easy either. Let's give them a round of applause.
At times, Brownback sounded more preacher than politician, asking lawmakers to reflect on the meaning of life while recounting the story of meeting a World War I veteran and asking him about the biggest change he had seen in his 107 years.
Without hesitation, he said, "When I was young, we didn't have anything, but we were a lot happier. Certainly, our material wealth had progressed in his lifetime, but has our happiness kept pace?" It's a good question for us as policymakers to ponder.
Sandwiched in between such reflections, Brownback did address the biggest policy question facing lawmakers: how much to spend on public schools. His surprising answer, a lot more.
My budget recommendations includes an additional $600 million in funding over the next 5 years. This multi-year approach will provide the time necessary for school districts to plan and spend this additional money more effectively. My proposal does not include a tax increase.
Several lawmakers strongly objected to Brownback's plan to comply with the Supreme Court order to boost school funding. Even some top Republicans, like Senate Majority Leader Jim Denning, who called it a fairy tale proposal.
This is reckless. He's given everybody a sense of false hope that he's just solved the school issue when he's made it a hell of a lot worse.
Republican Representative Melissa Rooker says that $600 million may indeed be the amount needed to satisfy the court. But she says without funding details, the governor's proposal is an empty promise.
I have to question how this proposal is any more than a feel-good talking point on the governor's way out the door.
Denning says Brownback does have a funding plan, but it's not realistic because it would continue unpopular cuts to highways and public employee pensions. Not everyone was ready to reject the governor's plan out of hand. Mark Tallman lobbies for Kansas school boards. He says while a five-year phase-in may be too long, Brownback is at least in the ballpark when it comes to money.
We're certainly pleased that the governor talked about a number that I think most people in the education community agree is the right number.
The job of working with lawmakers to forge a solution probably won't fall to Brownback. He's preparing to join the Trump administration as an ambassador for religious freedom. That means it may soon be up to Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier to step up and provide the necessary leadership. Brownback took a few minutes in his speech to praise Collier's humanitarian work as a doctor, but stopped short of endorsing him in the crowded 2018 governor's race.
Whether it's helping a disabled child in Kansas with a cleft palate, or a malnourished refugee in places like Sudan, Rwanda, or Syria, my friend Jeff has served others in ways that many of us only dream of.
Governors typically use the State of the State speech to lay out their policy priorities. Brownback has done that in the past. But this final speech was different. Critics and sinking poll numbers aside, it was Brownback's last chance to end his 7+ years as governor on a high note.
Because of our good people, this good land called Kansas, and the blessings of Almighty God, I can report to you that the state of our state is indeed strong and very promising. God bless you all.
A declaration that would have brought lawmakers to their feet in Brownback's early years as governor, but now elicits only polite applause. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.